I moved to Black Rock, which is in the north part of Jackson Hole, in 1994, and worked as a firefighter and hell attack for the Forest Service. After work one afternoon in September 96, I was just driving to pick up groceries or something, and there was a moose in the road, as far as I recall. I swerved to miss it, rolled my truck, and ended up having a massive stroke and a series of seizures at the time of the accident, which left me severely brain damaged and completely paralyzed on the left side and in a coma for 10 days.
If you look at yourself after your stroke, what do you think changed?
I couldn't really read. I had to regain my vision. My speech was affected greatly, but my brain was as affected as my body. Before the injury, there were no restrictions physically or mentally. After my stroke, it was most difficult because all of my friends were that group of people who, you know, do a 20-mile hike up in the Tetons without, like, breaking a sweat. And now I can barely walk in the mountains.
We both like to be outdoors, and that's what really ties us to Jackson. This community is so involved with the outdoor sports world, and it seems like it's just getting more and more extreme. You know, people pushing the limits on every front here. But I feel like I'm disconnected from this community, you know. In the winter, if you're here and you're not a skier and you don't talk about skiing, you're kind of an anomaly. So I definitely feel like I miss a significant portion of this community because I'm not a skier. I'm not a biker. I mean, I guess I ride my tricycle, but I find it tough to really find a niche here, even after 11 years. How do you think your stroke will affect you in the next decade or so? Is your life going to be shorter because you had a stroke?
I think undoubtedly. I don't think the human body can withstand what I've put it through. The doctors had always said that the first 5 years after the stroke, you get back all that you would get back. And I never went for that. But in 2009, my left foot broke. And, you know, since then, it's been more like a roller coaster. And I don't want to be bleak, but I don't wake up in the morning singing Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
For me, I'm worried about tearing up my good arm. I'm trying to take preventative steps to avoid stupid stuff, making changes now that hopefully will promote longevity.
Yeah, and that is a big change for both of us because both of us have an outgoing sense of adventure, and that's how we got to Jackson. I think most of the community didn't come here because it's an easy place to live. I always wanted to migrate here because growing up, I would watch PBS documentaries about Yellowstone all the time. And they'd always start with some line, winter is 9 months long of hell here in Yellowstone. And, you know, that's why I came.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate your friendship. Thanks for giving me perspective on sticking with it. That's one thing I really admire about you, Steve, is you continue to stick with it. And it helps me in my daily life, too.